Question 257. Causing pain and suffering to people or animals on purpose. Question 258. Not covered by clothes. Question 259. Far away from large cities. Question 260. Having the ability to think, understand, and learn things quickly and well. Question 261. To keep something in good condition. Question 262. To stop working because of old age. Question 263. To say that something is not satisfactory. Question 264. To continue to live in spite of difficult circumstances. Question 265. To say hello to someone or to welcome them. Question 266. To change something slightly to make it work better. Question 267. To start an organization or company in such a way that it is likely to last for a long time. Question 268. To admit that you have done something wrong or illegal. Question 269. A thin paper container used for sending letters. Question 270. The amount of money that you earn for the work that you do. Question 271. A large area of rock with a very steep side. Question 272. The steady and continuous movement of goods, people, or information from one place to another. Question 273. The line in the distance where the sky seems to meet the earth or the sea. Question 274. The study and practice of designing buildings. Question 275. The regular rise and fall in the level of the sea on the shore. Question 276. A great success, achievement, or victory. Question 277. Based only on facts and not influenced by feelings or opinions. Question 278. Easily damaged or broken. Question 279. To a foreign country. Question 280. Having little importance or value. Question 281. To stop something temporarily. Question 282. To send out radio or television programs. Question 283. To put information about someone or something on an official list. Question 284. To come together to form something. Question 285. To mix food or liquid using a spoon or something similar. Question 286. To come from something. Question 287. To take air into your lungs and let it out again. Question 288. To disappear below the surface of water. Question 289. An important work that a person or group of people has to do which involves traveling somewhere. Question 290. Unexpected event such as an earthquake or a plane crash that causes a lot of damage. Question 291. The quality to do something dangerous or difficult without showing fear. Question 292. A person or thing that is not included in a rule, group, or pattern. Question 293. A sum of money that you owe. Question 294. A person who is receiving medical treatment. Question 295. Time when you can relax and do things you enjoy without working or studying. Question 296. An act of traveling from one place to another. Question 297. More desirable or suitable. Question 298. dirty or untidy. Question 299. Having a small distance between opposite sides. Question 300. Strange or unusual, often in an unpleasant way. Question 301. To make sure that something happens. Question 302. To decide that something that was officially arranged will not take place. Question 303. To provide a person or thing with necessary tools or equipment. Question 304. To do what a law or rule says you must do. Question 305. To make something active or successful again. Question 306. To officially prevent someone from doing their job or from going to school for a limited time. Question 307. To control something by using rules. Question 308. To do something that brings a particular reaction or reward. Question 309. A piece of paper, wood or metal that gives information about something. Question 310. Very large animals which lived in prehistoric times. Question 311. The act of giving money or goods in order to help a person or organization. Question 312. Something that you must do for legal or moral reasons. Question 313. The plants and trees in a particular area. Question 314. Something that you must have in order to live. Question 315. The place where you can enter a room, building, or place. Question 316. A loud or unpleasant sound. Question 317. Working hard with effort. Question 318. Based on personal opinions and feelings rather than facts. Question 319. Likely to be successful or good in the future. Question 320. Easily broken or damaged.